The first wish I had at 14 was £1.18, which I had to sort of tip up and just get some spending money. But it meant that when I wanted to get married and I needed to get a wedding dress and things, I couldn't see my parents paying for this, so I had to get a job at Woolworths, working Saturdays. And I managed to get a coat from Sharp's sale, but you had to start in the queue at 6:30 at morning. And then my mother came and took over in this queue. It was a lovely coat, but it was miles too big. You couldn't take it back. So I had to pay to have it altered, but it was worth it. I couldn't afford a hat, and everybody did have a hat, so I had to have a berry. And I got some red shoes and a red handbag. My dress, I bought the material and it cost me £1 to have the dress made. The bridesmaid's dress I had to borrow, and the wreath and veil. And anyway, it was when there was rationing as well. And my mother took ill, she was doing catering, but she took ill the day before. So I was running about. And then when we got to St Augustine's Hall, where we were having the reception, there'd been a jumble sale night before, and they hadn't cleaned up. So it wasn't good. And then my dad was crying all the way through the wedding ceremony. And I thought it was because he was losing me. It wasn't. It was because we had three cars for the wedding, and we rationed it out. And then my dad decided that because my auntie had a bad leg, that one car would go and pick her up, and she had a sister that lived with her, so she was going to be in the car. Well, the other sisters found out and boycotted the wedding. So that's why we don't cry.
That's family,
isn't it? Yeah, so anyway, I don't have these four children, and as I say, I started work when the youngest was four, and I went as a correspondence clerk. Then I gradually worked my way up to senior management, and I left that job when I was in my 60th year. But things were a lot different then than they are now, and you didn't have to have X, Y, Z qualifications. You just had to sort of keep your head down and hope that, you know, you'd fit in and you'd move upwards. So,
which you did, but it was sort of in-store sort of education, wasn't it? You picked it up as you went along.
I mean, I wouldn't get that position now.
No.
No way at all.
And did you find that the wages were moved along much?
Oh, yeah, they bought me a car. I mean, I only worked round the corner, but they bought me a car, and it was everything. They paid everything for me, you know. All repairs and everything. And then after 3 years, they told me that there was some redundancies and they couldn't buy me another car, but they'd give me that one.
Mm.
And also I used to get company holidays. One was a flat in Bournemouth, all three, and they had a flat in London, which I went to that one as well. And it was just, well, the happiest years of my life, really, because I was appreciated. I felt like I was worth something, and
you'd made your way, though, hadn't you?
I'd enjoyed every minute of it, really. You know, but I'm still bringing all these children up at the same time, and looking back now, I don't know how I did it. Really, it was, well, I mean, it was a day's work before you went to work.
Mm. With four children,
because sometimes one of them would say they'd headache and I think, what lesson is it today? And I used to ring Frenchwood School, St Augustine School up. They were very good, and I would say, look, such a body is complaining, but will you ring me? Because I work purposely near the school.
Mm.
Did
all your children attend St Augustine?
Yeah, and then the eldest one went to Lark Hill afterwards. But I did send two of them when they were 11 to... It was called Thomas Moore. It's a different name now.
Mm.
Because I wasn't too happy with the one down there, the school.
So the different levels of education, do you feel, in the different schools at that
well,
time?
Well, what it was down there was that they would break eggs on their head.
Mm.
They would put the blazers down the toilet, and the discipline just didn't seem to be there. But where they went, nothing like that would happen. And I wouldn't have felt that I'd done my duty if I hadn't have moved them.
Mm. So they progressed much better once they'd moved. They were happier.
Well, they didn't like me for what I'd done.
Oh,
because
yeah.
They'd left all their friends. And I think now that they're older, they realise why I did it.
Right.
But I wasn't popular.
And did they attain? Did they gain qualifications of any sort?
Oh, well, yeah. They all stayed on the eldest girl. I mean, she did A-levels and that, but halfway through she met a boy and that was it. She didn't finish.
Mm.
But Alison was there till she, shouldn't say her name, should I?
Well,
she was there for till she was about 17 and then she left. None of them really completed anything.
Do you think they needed to, or if they wished to do any, or the, would
I
they have done if they were keen on academic study, you know?
I think they're sorry in a way.
Right. Do you think the opportunities were there for
well,
them?
Well, I gave them the opportunities. Mm. It was up to them.
But were the opportunities in the schools at the time?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Right,
yeah,
so
yeah,
things
yeah.
had changed.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, they could have progressed further, I'm sure, but the opportunities are there and it's up to them,
mm.
really.
It depends what lifestyle they want them for themselves anyway,
mm,
don't
mm.
it? And the kind of
well, if Susan hadn't fallen in love, I'm sure she'd have done very well.
Mm.
But there we go.
And in your case, of course,
yeah.
Your education qualifications, probably the ones you got at night school helped initially,
oh, yeah,
didn't
they?
Because,
I mean, we didn't reach algebra or quadratics and things like that, which I have since done.
Right.
Because I've taken a course at Newman College and done my City and Guilds in mm. mathematics. And because I have a love of maths, you see.
Yeah.
But I did do quite a lot in high school, you know.
Because
mm. I had to, my dad made me.
Yeah. Oh, right. So he was encouraging you all along.
Well, he didn't really. My dad really could have gone a long way, but I mean, I think he was working at 12.
Mm. And what did your dad do? Was
he was a fitter.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
In the engineering?
At a power station.
Mm. Oh, right.
But he didn't have the education, but he had a brilliant brain, I'd say, mm. you know. So I think what he wanted was to give his children the opportunities he didn't have.
That's right.
So we all had to go to night school, whether we wanted to or not.
And how many brothers and sisters?
Two brothers, one 9 years younger, one about 20 months older.
Right.
My mother liked girls, though. She used to say, I wish I had six. Half a dozen like you.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, so, you know. But my mother, what I liked about, never saw anything negative in any of us.
No.
She thought we were all brilliant. And to brain between us, really. But you know what I mean? She never saw anything, never put us down. A good thing, really, you know.
Well, it's that sort of family encouragement you need, though, isn't it?
Mm, mm. No, she was always very proud of us all, really.
And did she ever work, or did she?
Oh, my mother always worked.
Yeah, and what did she do?
Part-time. She used to do waitressing in a staff canteen and mostly as waitress, you know.
Probably for the same reasons you did, which was to support the family income, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, well, save up for holidays and things.
That's right.
You know.
Well, wages were more.
But
then.
I mean, earlier on in when my children were small, my husband had a breakdown,
right.
which I believe was because he used to work weekends and nights after he'd come home from work doing joinery. And I felt that it was overwork that was doing it, you see.
It sure is.
So then I thought, I saw the doctor and said, what do you think about me working? He said, well, as long as you've got a good nursery, so that I went to work. That was the first main reason, because I did work after my first child for about 18 months, and I did a job then as it was a factory clerk, booking people in and out, and then I did time and motion.
Right.
So I went on to that.
So that time and motion is a skill job, though, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
And did you get training within the company for that?
Not really. A brief explanation, and as long as you balanced all your minutes at the end of the day. But you could lose an odd minute, and sometimes two of us we would swap, because it was easier to find the last minute if you were checking somebody else's work. So we did that. But then I had to finish because I was having my second baby. So after that, it was just working 6 to 10 seasonal for sort of some lino in kitchen or some bed covers. But everything I earned, I didn't let any of it slide.
No.
It all went on what my aim was, you see. So it was easier then that you could pass clothes down.
Yeah.
There wasn't all this fashion.
No, there wasn't.
No, I mean, you know, the girls were sort of 5 years apart, but they would have hand-me-downs. And then we used to swap clothes with neighbours. And friends say, do you want these two dresses? And I say, yeah, you know. So
there was more community spirited then, though, wasn't it?
Yeah. Well, I was the assistant midwife, really, because everybody used to say, when our barber starts in labour, can she knock? And I've often been there when the midwife's arrived, and she used to say, you know, it's like my assistant, this.
Okay.
And if you were sort of, you know, I had three of the four babies at home, and you could knock next door and say, I've started in labour, so she'd keep an eye on it. She didn't want to bring her husband home until it was absolutely necessary, because she needed the money. And then when you had the baby, I mean, home help she could get, but it was expensive. So I think with my fourth one I had home help in the morning, and somehow or another the bed was downstairs. I had to cope with three children coming home from school and me in bed.
Right.
But my mother worked till. My mother wasn't one of those, she used to bring you a bottle of Lucozade, and she wasn't a hands-on person. She'd bring you some meat, but not get her sleeves rolled up or anything, you know. Yeah, everybody's different, aren't
But there when you needed her, wasn't she?
But I didn't get much help at all.
No.
No, I didn't. I can't say I did, I didn't. The best help I ever got was a girl that used to come, and she wanted to babysit, and she wanted to be involved with my family. And she later went, well, she was a matron, finished up being a matron, but I'm sure she did all the training at my house.
Good.
You know, she's...
Well, it was practical experience.
Oh,
though,
yeah. But she would do everything, even when she was working in a nursery, she'd still do things the way I did while she was at my house. But she was my best help. And if we went on holiday, she said, leave me your key, because it was like I vomited it. Every time you got out with four of them, you know. But there were hard days, really. Character building, I suppose. I don't know how these
That's the time of the age, though, isn't it? You know, it's what we live through. And everyone's in the same boat, sort of.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the war as well, we had all that. I know once when I went to Blackpool, and the war was on, and we were in this cafe, and sirens went, and I went hysterical because I hadn't got my gas mask. And a man came to me, he was in the Air Force, and he gave me his gas mask. Quiet me down.
Good.
And then there was all these blinds at the window, weren't there? When blackouts. Mm-hmm. And I've later found out that what we had at our window was asbestos.
Oh, dear.
But I'm still here.
Yeah. Right.